This week, that Parshas Shlach, where Moshe Rabbeinu sends the spies, spy out there to Yisrael. Actually, it was necessary, of course. Moshe promised them, Moshe told them, and it's over 12 But the attitude of Moshe, you have to understand, and Moshe said, Shlach l'cho. If you want, fine. What Moshe really wanted them to do was to sort of to solidify and strengthen what the Moshe said in the eyes of the Klal Yisrael, that they should see actually not only what in that they themselves see it, because as the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah says, Yaakov Mecklenburg says an interesting thing. He says the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu sent them. It says Lo sur es oretz, mitur haoretz, tiur haoretz. By them it says meraglim, meragel es oretz. He said, what's the difference? He says the difference in these two words. You could send spies, he said, you could send investigators and people for two different reasons. One could be that you want to see, is it worthwhile going there? Is it nice? Is it good? Is it beautiful? Zorascholovitvosh? Yeah, let's see. That he said, Losur comes to the word tiur, the tayer, to hike, to enjoy yourself, to have some benefit, Hanor. Moshe want to pick out the good, Hashmelohi, Harozo. Come back and tell them that. Tell them Zoras Cholovitvosh. Tell them only the good points I want. But Moshe is saying over here, the other stuff, I don't care what they are, who strong, not strong, I don't care, doesn't bother me. I want you to point out the good points. The Ragel, the Raglim, implies the weaknesses. As Yosef said to the brothers, Raglamate, you want to see the captured land. You want to find our weak spots where to go. When you send a spy with a ragel, that means you want to find where I could capture him, I could destroy him, and where's the weak spot that he has. That's called Meraglim. Pick out the bad points, the faults. They came back with the faults and did not and said that they outweigh the good points. Instead of stressing the good points, what the bunch of them said to outweigh the bad points. That's what he's I'm expounding on what his thought on these two words over what he's saying. The Ksav Kabbalah in this particular point over here.
What's the matter?
So now, so we see it's interesting talking how these Meraglim, as Rashi says in the beginning. Somebody just asked me in shul, in fact, just now. I just came from Marv now. I'm still knocked out. But yesterday he said, "How come Rashi says in the beginning that they were cherim hoyu,
Oh, so come back.
sense of righteous and so forth?" And then later it says, when they came back, it says that they were showing. What is over here that they found that they were showing? So I said, it's interesting that Rashi doesn't call them tzaddikim in the beginning. Rashi just says, ksheirim hoyu. Doesn't say tzaddikim. What does that mean? I once said, I don't want to get it, I once said it over here in Pirkei Avos, what applies to this. I don't know if you remember. Where it says in the first paragraph in Pirkei Avos that Yehuda Ben Tabbai says that when the Balei Din, the litigants are staying before you, they should seem in your eyes like Rishoyim, that they're both wicked. In fact, of Shlomo Kluger, what he had it in Torah, would always cover his whole face, put his talus over his face, and not look at them at all. But he said, also the Astakia was the other Russia. I got to consider them the Shoyim. If I would consider them righteous in that, I can't find an avo. And he never took off the talus till after the Din Torah and the Psak HaLocha. And then he came out and gave him Shalom and everything that was Mad. So the Perek says over there, Yom Niftru. And when they leave the Bezin, Yom righteous, Kishkibalemisadin. That's the Mishnah. So I once asked the Kash over there, if it says that when they stand before you, you should be considered like a Shoyim. So when they leave you and they accept the din, what's the opposite of a Rosha? A Tzaddik. You should have said, Yubenech Tzaddikim. Why does it say, Yubenech Kizakoim? Righteous, not Tzaddikim. That question bothered me. It's not the opposite of the word Rosha. And later I found the question in the Tosfos Yom Tov. Asked the question. So I wanted to say as an answer to that, that it can't say tzaddikim. Of course, a person, let's say, comes to a Din Torah. I mean, I know from experience, 40 years, Din Torahs. And then you pass in halacha, and he loses the case. There's an automatic bad feeling towards the Dayanim. Especially he knows that they went against him and he lost the case. However, he's a religious person, he accepts the halacha, the halacha. Then it's a din. I have to accept. So the Mishnah says over there, when they leave the Bezin, you may not kizakoyin. They are righteous people. Why? He went to Din Torah. He lost, he accepted the halacha. Fine, he accepted the Pesach of the Bezin. However, in his heart, we don't know that he has bad feelings towards the Dayanim. It hurts him. He feels that he should have been right and so forth. So that's not a tzaddik anymore. A tzaddik is a person that's completely righteous in a sense where he has no claims and no complaints against the other person and so forth. That's why it doesn't say tzaddik, I said. That's why it says only zakoyim. Hear the point? Over here by the Meraglim, but they chose the spies. It says they took them from the each shevet he gave out with the nosi and so forth. The outer manifestation of the person was the kosher the person. But do we know what's doing in his heart? What this person has? For example, the Zohar HaKadosh says, why did they come back like that? How could they say such things? And he was supposed to be kshayrim. You know what he said? And Zera Kodesh says, he said, deep down in their heart, in their mind, they were afraid. Here they were a nosi, each one was a nosi, a big shot of the tribe. Who knows? They were going into Israel, dividing up the land. Who knows who will be re-elected? Let me see what's going on. You got 11 guys running for mayor. Who knows what's going to be? So the Zohar says they didn't want. They didn't want them, but they wanted to still remain big shots and see them. This was deep down in their mind that unconsciously that they didn't even realize at the time that they were sent. And now she says later, then it showed later that they were really reshoying. Deep down, they were out for themselves. They didn't care for the Klal Yisrael. That's why I said it's a dafkik sheirim. They were outward manifestation. They were kosher. They looked like nice kosher Jews, nice people, and so forth. But the din of tzaddik, like I said in the Pirkei Avos, what's in the heart? What's there? How he feels towards the diet? How the person goes? That you can't. That's the verse on that. I did an expression in Chazal on that. We don't know the person. We don't know what the thoughts are going on. That's one of the three things that a person doesn't know. When he's going to die, and he doesn't know what the other person's really thinking. That's really thinking. Like the famous story that I once always Oh, I saw this. I once had this by one of my divorces. In fact, people don't believe it, but the truth stranger than fiction. I'm telling you. This lady had been fighting around for years and so forth. And finally, they made their head make together. Try to. I don't want to go through the whole. So I told the fire sister, I said, look, I said, all these years and so forth, so you had to wait till you couldn't. Didn't you have thoughts of the divorce before? She said, no. She said, I had thoughts of murder. But I never thought of divorce. All the years she wanted to kill him, but didn't divorce. Now she might decide to give him the divorce and get out. I'm trying to the person, you know, what's going on deep in the heart of the person, what his thoughts are there. We don't know. We can't ascertain that. Yeah, Hashem Yedeh Machshavos. Rosh Hashanah, Ke'el Erev Din. Yedeh Machshavos B'Din, Yom Din. We don't know the machshavas of the other person, what it is, and so forth. That's the shot over here. As Rashi says later, now we see that they were Rishoyim, the cherubim were the outward manifestation of kosher, but deep down they were talking Rishoyim. It's an interesting concept that you see over here at this point. And I want to say, tell you a story about Yitzchok Chonon, Kovner Rov. It's a little bit off what I wanted to speak about tonight. I'm getting, but it's my the topic, but not this particular point. And the Yitzchok Chonon says, and he says, interesting, he says that in the whole Torah, when it came to the Ma'aseh Egel, what's worse than Avodah Zarah? To rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam and bow to a cow. What greater insult is there? And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's children. Shalakti kid by the misraided by the sloth. He said 10 times countless things. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu was a scholar, Moshe Rabbeinu accepted. Even somebody's had to be punished, but in general, the Klal Yisrael was not destroyed. Except he says over here by the Meraglim. And he said, why is that? He says, by the Meraglim, Moshe says, Salachni kidvarecha. What does it mean? I'm forgiving you? This Pasha, he says, but he didn't forgive what happened. All the guys that came from Mitzrayim, 20 to 60, all died out 40 years. Not only the Meraglim, all Klal Yisrael. The ones that came in, I forgive you to the extent that I'm not going to destroy the nation and make you a nation with what I wanted to do. SOS for the great God. And so you don't want that. Okay, I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to have this nation. It's going to be a nation that never saw, that grew up in the Midbar, that were the children of the children and so forth that came in. That's when the one that came from Mitzrayim, nobody came. Only Kol HaBen and Yeshua Ben-Nun. What's the shot? So the concept over here, Yitzchok said, he said, he didn't forgive him for sure. So he said, the answer is, he has, every Aveira, a person can do tshuva. Even the Aveira is the utmost against the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avodah Zarah, and so forth, idol worship, yeah. Tshuva, and the Jewish people not be destroyed. However, the aveira of trying to decimate, to destroy the Am Hashem, that the Klal Yisrael should go to Eretz Yisrael to be the Am Hashem and Eretz Kedosha, Segula, Amin, to destroy your nation, there's no forgiveness for that. For that, there is no tshuva. But that is destruction. That they have to be, they have to be, they have to be destroyed. They can't. I want tshuva doesn't help. Can't do tshuva because the idea of destroying you out for yourself to destroy your nation, to destroy the Am Hashem. One of my ten Hashem of the Kechem, the Pasuk says, one of my ten, that it says even if the even if Avishachotu, Yimor says also they're still born. So they're sinful children. Bad children, but bad children are still children. What about telling the Shulchan Aruch? And they wanted to destroy the concept of an Am Hashem. Roish HaShuvah Mitzrayimah. Go back to Yahweh, to Mitzrayim. Forget about the Roish and so forth. Destroy the Am Hashem, he said. That's for that, there's no forgiveness. That's a Yitzchak Aharon said that drosha one time into the Tavidim and the whole Meisim Kovna. And he brought out that particular point to understand what the concept of the Meraglim over here. Not only Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael, but that itself was connected to the Moshe, the whole idea over here in that sense. And that is not Shaykh any tshuva, he says. And that's the structure of a nation, you can't even know tshuva on that. And I brought, interesting, I wanted to bring a little bit of what you call a support for what he's saying. I said, it's interesting, two things you notice over here. I don't know if you noticed it. You see in the parsha by Kriyas HaTorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu was expelled by the Meraglim for the Klal Yisrael, Moshe wanted to destroy the whole nation and start all over again with Moshe Rabbeinu. A new nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought in the Shleishes Emidah Shel Rachamim. Yeah, between the Rachamim, take a look. But he left out one word. One of the Midos he left out. And also, every time Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Spala, I said, this is my old, every time Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Spala for any of these Averis, the Egel and so forth, he always invoked, he always brought in Skus Avos. What are people going to say? K.F. Rom, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, what are they going to say over here? Here he did not. The only place where Moshe Rabbeinu was in Spala for Klal Yisrael where he did not bring in Skus Avos. Was it bringing those Skus Avos for me? Why? The answer I want to say, what he said. The whole Yisrael of the Skus Avos was that Avram and the Zarach etin his horus as eyes. He gave over to Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave over to Yaakov when he sent him to Lavan. He gave him that bracha, you're going to have the Zarach, the Eretz, you're going to be a nation, a people of Hashem, a nation, God, a nation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And here they wanted to do away with that nation. They went against the Avos, or what the Avos stood for. They couldn't bring in the Skus Avos. There were no more Skus Avos over here. He couldn't use the Skus Avos. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't use the Skus Avos over here because they really actually counted the whole Skus Avos against it and so forth. And also, he said, Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachu, Bechanu, and Erech, Apayim, Raf, Chesed, and he left out the word Emes. He says, Raf, Chesed, for Emes. He doesn't say Emes over here. That word is left out. I said, because over here there was Sheker. He couldn't use it. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the up and up. He couldn't say, the whole thing was the Sheker to destroy the Klal Yisrael and so forth. He couldn't say over here, if a pine of Chet of Emes will be Emes over here, I got to destroy him. It's not Shaya, because I know the Emes. But here they went with Sheker, not with the Emes. So he couldn't bring in these two things over here. This is the story that we see from the Morocco at this particular point. And yet we see how one person could sometimes could save the world if it's the right person and does the right thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of that. This is what bothered him. He wanted him to check out. He said, in Yesh Bo Eitz Hamayin. So Rashi said from the Imam Bava Basra, there's a tree. What do you mean a tree? There's trees over there. Eight means all the mates. I saw the in eight or nine. Is there somebody over there? A tree, a person is not, like a tree. All the mates I saw that he produces progeny and so forth. Eov lived in Eretz Yisrael at that time, the Chazal say, in Berubasa. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know, Hayesh bo Eitz Hamayim, is Eov still there? Was Eov could be it was making Aleihem Rashi brings on the whole Shevuimois. And Moshe was afraid he wouldn't have the schus to be able to, he'd have to wait until there's no Eov. When they came back, what did Kolev say? Sor Tzilah me Aleihem. Their shadow, their protection, their covering sore is not here anymore. Dr. Rashi, Eov may, so I say, And they came back and said, it's a land that kills its people. No good, don't go there. But to show you, kill the people. Ev at that time, the big Leviathan of Ev was there at that particular time, was forget the Tamas Klal Yisrael. And they came and twisted and turned that. The people die over there. They're always making Leviathan, so forth. That's all. Tzilum Eliyahu. The Ev was not there. So we see that Ev alone, that tzaddik was able to be making on people of avoid the Zoramach. People of the Shoyim and so forth. But there were a schus, they had a schus. So surely we have the schus always. But he couldn't bring in the schus always over here because they went against the always. They went against what the always stood for. But then I had a question somebody asked me many years ago in Young Israel. Oh, this is about 50 years ago. Oh, about 60. Mr. Mandel, Olam HaShalom. The people used to ask, the middle of the drosha used to ask on Shabbos. And when I spoke about a particular concept over here, he shot up and he said, if that's the case, he said, why by Avraham Avinu, by Zdoim? Why he prayed for Zdoim to help them, for the Shoyim. When there's no 10 people, he stopped. Rashi said he could only come up with 8. He didn't have and 9 yet, could include 9. 9 makes like 9 is like 10. And he included that in the 45. Rashi brings over there. But 8, he couldn't go over the 8 or 7. Why not? You just now said, Rabbi, he said, he just said, Eve, one person alone could be making on 7 nations. So why couldn't he use them for 8 people? That's he knocked me for a loop with that particular question that time. He always asks good questions. But I answered him on the spot, and I told somebody over here who liked it very much, one of the ones who I was lucky that I told him, in my opinion, there's a big difference. I said, story with Eve and the 7 the nations of Israel. Is the point over here is they sinned against the Rebbeinu. It was over here, as the Rebbeinu said, I don't want the Avodah Zorah. If they're going to be here, you're going to learn from them, you'll emulate them, copy them, and they'll take you away from me, etc. etc. You know, of course, they'll come over here, they're with the Zorah, etc. etc. As I said, they were Chatoyim, and so forth. But as is an Orchaim HaKodeshi, I don't know if I'll get to it already tonight, but it's from that. I have to go through that Orchaim with you because it's out of this world. And so Mitzvah Jum will do it next time. Or so, but we see from here that a person with his religiosity and piety, saintliness and righteousness could save a world, could hold back destruction of a world. That's what Eve did, so forth. So that could be only when you deal with another mamokah, I said, between you and the Boishalom. Because Hakubadeh Shemayim, if you have that Yerushalayim, Gemara says, Dvav Nishmoyim, Boishalom listens to you. However, I said, by Zdoim, over there, the whole story ended up over there. Finally, when that girl, they put the bees on her, they went out of their way, an extreme tyranny and destruction of Adam HaChaveiroi. I said, but Adam HaChaveiroi doesn't help. If there's not a minion of a tzibur, do the swallow, it won't help. And when he didn't have the tzibur, he didn't have the minion, he stopped. I said, that's the difference. I hope. Adam HaBokon, Adam HaChaveiroi. The Gemara says in Yuma, Adam HaChaveiroi, you have to appease the person himself. And not only the Rebbeinu Shlomo is involved over here. The people are involved. Is they need over here, you need slichus and kapora from the person. No matter how much shuvah you do, it's not accepted. I said, over here it doesn't help. Over here you could push off the punishment. Ayidei tzibur, because the Gemara says, b'shor shatzibur mispalim is an eis rotzon. That's a time where a unified, cohesive group of Jews, like I said, Am Hashem, if that's an Am, it's a nation with the minimum is a minyan, a quorum, that could push off destruction, could push it off. But one person, exclusive one person, only Beron Lamokar, not Beron Machaber. That's the difference. And we take a look at the Zohar Chaim HaKodesh over there, that actually I didn't I found that now later, years later, that the Chaim HaKodesh seems to imply exactly my thought, that what a person could do, one individual could do for the other person in Yiras Shamayim, between God and the person. But he doesn't say that, not between man and man, but between, we'll talk about that later when we come to Kolev and Yeshua. You call him Yeshua. But since it's late, I don't want to keep it now. It's late, so we'll stop. And maybe just next time we'll continue with that particular thought and bring in the Gemara with Bruria. She said to her husband, the mayor, don't be mispalo that he should die, the one that's giving you trouble. They should do tshuva. And the Mashua said, Kasha, over here, how could Rameya be mispalo that the other guy should be from, become frum and do tshuva? How could they put some Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is based on the person. So how could Rameya do it? That's what I'm going to bring in the Or HaChaim and show you over here to answer that Kasha from the Mashua. This is next time. Any questions?
And of course, Rafi, if you call it.
Oh, yeah. Lisa, she left.